Let me tell y'all a little story. Oh, I've been working in this 90 degree heat, so I'm kind of tired, but this is important. So I spent the last 15 years decoding this reality. The first 5 years I was decoding 666 and everything, and it was kind of depressing. So I prayed about it. I said, Lord, something's going on. What? The devil, it looks like the devil's winning, but I know he's not. What's going on? And he told me in an audible voice, it's right in front of you. 6 months later, I asked again. He said, it's right in front of you. He didn't change. He said the same thing. Both times in audible voice. So I spent the last 10, 11 years just meditating on the truth that's hidden in plain view. And so I kind of disregard, I was so preoccupied about figuring this place out. I had the faith that I was going to be able to get there with God's help. Because there was a lot of stuff on YouTube and online that where people were, you know, there was an ICCN code, there were the Gematria people, there was the Matrix movie, there was the... what was that one guy's name? He worshipped the stars. What was his name? I forget his name. He worshipped the planets and the stars. And there's a bunch of people on there. There was the movements, different movements, the free man on the land, all that kind of stuff. There was all kinds of movements, you know. Because I had already been studying the Bible for 20 years. Really, my whole life. I studied Proverbs my whole life. I've memorized the book of Proverbs almost. Anyway, the story is, so I had some rental property that I just kind of disregarded because I was so preoccupied with, and before I started, during that time, I was also selling books on Amazon for 5 years. I was so preoccupied, you know, with everything going on. God put a stop to that because he showed me the Shekinah glory showed up and knocked me down, right? It actually knocked me down. I couldn't hardly walk. I was stumbling. It was so powerful. I was stumbling. I really couldn't work. I couldn't do my job. I was so overwhelmed with so much truth that was being downloaded. And I told my helper in China, she said, you just saw the devil. I said, no, it wasn't the devil. It was a Shekinah glory. Well, I didn't know what it was at the time. Because I had prayed. I got my answer. It could, you know, at first I thought, is that an angel or what is that? I got my answer. It was a spiral. Just like if you Google the Shekinah glory, it was a spiral that went down into the temple, right? Your body's a temple. I walked to the, I was like 3 a.m, I was shipping. I walked to the bed to jump in it. And as I landed, I turned around and the spiral was there. Shekinah glory, the presence of God. So evidently, I thought it was, evidently it was like a sign. As I looked back, it was like right where I was standing, but I didn't know it. And I looked back and there it was, and it faded like in 3 seconds. So it's like, it's just like the temple, so your body's the temple, and just like the temple in the Old Testament, the Shekinah glory would show up. Now, your body's, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, your body's the temple. So my point is, I'm going to go over here and get me a banana, maybe get some magnesium or something. So he showed me. So I disregarded everything else, let my properties go down. So I had one bad renter, she destroyed that place. I mean, she actually destroyed it. I think I've been working on that rental for a year now. I can't remember. But I worked on a lot of it. It was really my fault for not managing it better and maintaining it and checking it and inspecting it and all that stuff. And so, And also it was because of sugar. I didn't realize how sugar makes you weak, you know. I didn't realize how it messes with your mind. It kind of causes, you don't even know you're depressed. When you get off of sugar, you're strong, you're not depressed, and you know, you're strong. You know, I was strong, but it's a different kind of strong. It's an endurance strong. It's like a, you can work 12 hours and not even be tired. It's weird. It's when you got to eat some oil, though. You got to switch over from running on sugar to running on ketones. If you run on coconut, if you take 2 teaspoons of coconut oil every day, and you need coconut oil, some vitamins like benfotiamine B1 are oil soluble. You need some oil in your body. The earth has oil. You need oil. Cain killed Abel. Abel is Abel. Cain can't. Sugar cane. Cain killed Abel. Sugar is killing you. Back to what I was saying. So I didn't manage my stuff because I was preoccupied with decoding this reality. But now that I've hit source code, last few years I've been starting to manage my body ship, manage my business ship, house ship, car ship, financial ship, every ship that I can manage, I've been managing, learning how to manage the ships. And so now, the story that I'm telling you is this. Take it one step at a time. But no, when you start to make progress, the old patterns that you sow, they're gonna try to keep coming back. But it's not even real reality. You don't have to stay in that. That's not your identity. The old patterns, the old habits, that's not your identity. You're gonna have to break them. Nobody else is gonna do it for you. You're gonna have to do it. And you might say, well, how? Renew your mind, cut off the noise, cut off the music, cut off the TV, start fasting and praying. Fasting breaks strongholds. Jesus said, only certain things come out by prayer and fasting. And what you're doing with fasting is you're actually destroying time, the sine wave, the sin wave, which is time. You're actually nailing the sin wave to the cross. So those patterns are based on the sin wave, the sine wave. So if you sowed patterns in your life, you got to destroy them. You claim the blood, but you also got to realize it's a copy machine. You made copies. You've made copies in your life. And those patterns are strongholds, and you're going to have to break them. I could blame my renter for what she did over there, but it's not her fault. It's my fault because I didn't manage it. So now I've learned to manage my stuff better, to organize better. I was always an organized person, but even better, you know. And not try to go to the extremes. I've always went to the extremes and decode, and that's all I did. I'd get off work and decode. I didn't do anything else. But it was for a reason. I knew that my time was limited down here, and I wanted to know the truth. I was saved and faith alone and Jesus alone. I know I say, but I wanted to know why. All these people are, all the narcissists exist, all the psychopaths, all the craziness. Why the devil looked like he was winning? He's not winning. He already is defeated foe. But the mind games that they play on you, you're being attacked You're in a dead system. You're in a cube, 666 cube system, and everything around you is dead. So you're going to have to rise above it by tapping into the spirit realm and fasting and not getting any identity down here. If God takes everything from you, you got to learn to be happy, even if he takes everything. You've got to be content in all things.